Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson in Morris at 815-941-3758. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
And it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Thursday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time in Kansas City. March wheat opened at 9.86, up 4.25 on the open. At the Chicago Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 9.24, down 10. March 9.40, down 1/2. May 9.40, down 3. July 8.30, up 1.5. September 8.26, down 3 on the open. December corn opened at 4.16 3/4, unchanged on the open. March 4.32 1/2, down 3/4. May 4.43, down 1.25. July 4.49, down 3/4. September 4.46 1/2, down 2.5. December 4.48, down 1.25. March of 2009, 4.50 1/4, down 2.5. May, 4.54, down 1.75 on the open. January soybeans opened at 11.48, down 3.5 on the open. March, 11.65 1/2, down 5.25. May, 11.78, down 5.25. July, 11.82, down 3.75. August, 11.50, unchanged. September, 11.10, down 5. November, 10.60, down 4.5. January, at 10.67, up 3 on the open. December soybean meal opened at 3.18.50, down a dollar on the open. January, 3.21.50, down a dollar. December soybean oil opened at 46.12, down 13 on the open. January, 46.57, down 12. CME livestock, December live cattle at 93.20, down 32.5 on the open. January feeders, 104.90, down 30. December lean hogs, 55.30, up 12.5. And February pork bellies open at 89.65, up 90 on the open.
Agricultural information is made possible with support from the Archer Daniels Midland Company. ADM, resourceful by nature.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker, market analyst for ADM Grain Group Indicator, Illinois. Good morning, Dan.
Hi, Dave.
I want to take some time with you and look at some longer-term work that you do, some continuation-type chart work that you do, and tell me just what you're seeing technically in corn and beans on continuation basis.
Well, the corn market, this move here to 4.17 that we did yesterday and, of course, here early this morning, is right in the middle of a chart gap between 4.14.5 and 4.20.5, and that was a gap left back in June when after we had made our high for the year on the July contract. So lead futures-wise, corn futures are into this chart gap. Now, what chart watchers will be watching for is whether or not the market, if this gap will turn it down for a correction or if it's got enough strength to go ahead and fill it. And so far we haven't, so far it looks like this gap is maybe turning it down, but you can't really say too much on one day down. There's a lot of country movement in the cash market here yesterday, so we're I think the market is reacting from that. We'll have to see how well, you know, the market absorbs all of this cash movement that we saw yesterday across the Corn Belt.
Do you think 435 is in play?
Well, the next objective, the way I pencil it out, is up around 430. Now, for the most part, you know, December futures goes off the board here, I think, on Friday. So we kind of, that is kind of in its dying days here. We only got a day or two left. So it looks like Monday, March futures are going to become lead option, and right now we're trading at 4.30. So actually, March futures has met the next upside price objective that I had on the lead chart. Now, probably beyond that, you could probably begin to talk about another 20 higher. So it would kind of say that if you don't get much of a correction out of this gap area here, the next point anyway that technicians will be looking at will be right around this 450.
Turn your attention to the beans, where it appears that in the last session or so we met and broke the uptrend line, long-term uptrend line, on continuation charts in the January from 97 through the 2004 highs.
Well, lead beans here on January kind of met one of the upside objectives that I looked at, measured from the chart gap that we had after the October CARP report, which was right at 1156 area. I think we went to 57 here yesterday. Again, you know, 4 cents down like we're experiencing here this morning is just more of a consolidation because we did have a strong up day yesterday. We've actually had a strong week altogether. Last Friday, we were right around this, you know, 1120 area, so we were up about 30 cents or so. Now, I think longer term, you'll still see chart people talk about a move to 12.5. The bean market's going to move about every 50 cents. That's the way the chartists will probably play the thing until they see a trend line break. Now, some of my cyclical work would indicate that this last couple weeks here, we kind of turned up out of an 8-week low on soybeans. We turned up out of a 7-week low in corn. So it kind of suggests that if we're going to go up half the distance of those cycles, that maybe this market could stay firm into the January crop report, and that will be tricky. So I think any time here, last week of December and the first week of January is going to be probably a little tricky here in the market, and we could probably see some volatility. But the market is looking ahead at further supply-demand tightening in corn and soybeans, and I think when you're in that type of environment, it's tough to see a big decline. But we're trading such levels right at this point that I think, I don't know what I would define as a big decline anymore when you're dealing with 1150 beans and 425 type corn. I suppose a 50 cent or 75 cent decline in beans is not that big. It would probably get our attention. Same way in corn, that maybe a 25 cent decline in corn would get our attention. But when we're looking at these kind of price levels, I'm not too sure it's going to rattle the cage very much. Just like wheat today, we're down 10, but we were up 30 yesterday. So,
have an email message here from a listener wanted to ask you whether or not you have any work that might be suggestive of a break in prices in February.
Well, I probably do. A lot of it depends, I think, how the next 2 to 3 weeks plays out. I would not be surprised for the market to maybe start off the year. I mean, stay firm into the January crop report. After the January crop report, we kind of get, well, that's kind of old news. You kind of go into a buy the rumor, sell the fact type deal. And then the market goes into a normal winter slump during the last couple weeks of January and the month of February. We've got a lot of grain to move, and I think that movement of that grain into the pipeline could weigh on the market at these price levels.
So then what is a producer to do in terms of hedging?
Well, I think each I hate to be invasive, but I think each producer kind of has to evaluate their own risk level. From a risk management level, there's probably room here to make some sales. I think either you could do it with a cash forward sale, or you could do it with an HTA. Another option would be to maybe take a look at some minimum maximum price contracts, which would be purchasing a put and selling a call. A lot of your elevators will do that. They'll hook those puts and calls to your cash contract. Therefore, you don't have to come up with the cash outlay. So you can kind of put yourself into a price window kind of put a floor under the market, but still give the market an opportunity, you know, still leave yourself open for some flexibility if the market did decide to go on higher. But the underlying demand picture is fairly strong. I mean, there's a couple things that we got to be watchful for is energy prices and, of course, the value of the dollar. Those are the two key ingredients that's making up the commodity prices. If we would see a world recession, some kind of slowdown economically, that would kind of pull the props out from underneath the energy prices, maybe begin to pull back on demand. But I think once you get past those, it looks to me like everything's, you know, demand's going to be fairly strong and the market's going to worry about future supply until we at least get a crop planted.
Thank you much, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker, market analyst for ADM Grain Group, Indicator, Illinois. Current tick on prices, December wheat at 973, down 6. CME wheat at 911, down 23. July, 818, down 10.5. December corn, 414.5, down 2.25. December, your harvest month next year at 445 and three quarters, down 3.5. January beans at 1147, down 4.5. November at 1060, down 4.25. December soybean meal at 318.80, down 70 cents. December soybean oil at 46.12, off 13. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. News from NPR is next.